Glad you're with us. Another day, another referendum on former President Trump. Fights inside the Republican Party are increasingly cast as disputes over Mr. Trump and his party leadership role going forward, including the possibility he'll run for president again in 2024. The most prominent internal GOP battle, in which he figures prominently, is the replacement of Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as House GOP conference chair. But that's not the only one. Here's Jim Antle, politics editor at the Washington Examiner. Jim, set this up.
So I think a lot of people are looking at it through the prism of former President Donald Trump, who obviously is pretty important to why this happened. Liz Cheney was frequently critical of Trump, but she'd voted to impeach him a couple months ago, and there was a vote taken at that time as to whether people wanted to retain her in the conference chair position, and she won fairly easily at that time. So the difference between then and now is that she lost a lot of Republicans who thought that there was another way to be sort of obsessive about Trump, which is not just to be obsessively supportive of him, but to keep talking about him and January 6th and events of the 2020 election at the expense of the message that Republicans are going to try to run on next year in the midterm elections, when they have a real opportunity to take back Congress, and particularly the House, where they made a lot of gains last year. Mm-hmm. So the view was that the specific job that Liz Cheney had was one of messaging, fundraising, and helping to unify the caucus, and that by being fixated on Trump rather than the current president, Joe Biden, she really wasn't effective in that role. So the decision was made then to oust her from it.
So since you brought up 2022, what is the message at this point from the Republican Party with regards to how it describes itself heading into the 2022 midterms?
Well, I think some of it is going to be a negative message about Joe Biden and the Democrats, right? Because those are they're going to be running against the president, and they're going to be running to unseat a number of Democrats who are currently in the House. So I think they're going to try to run on, the chaos at the border. I think they're going to look at what's going on in the economy at the time. If we're going to continue to have a period of high unemployment and high inflation, then that's going to be a pretty potent message to run on. And clearly there's also an awful lot of government spending going on, and soon there may be some tax increases to join that government spending. So I think one is to sort of run against the Biden liberal agenda and to portray it as something that just isn't working out very well economically, public safety-wise, in terms of crime, and just also in terms of being able to secure the border. In terms of a positive message, I think that they're going to run on a lot of standard conservative agenda items, and they may also, say that they've offered some kinds of compromise on infrastructure and a couple of other issues. But that's really, I think, an area where Republicans are still trying to find their footing post-Trump, is that there's a lot of disagreement within the party about what a positive agenda should look like. But I don't know that that's going to be as big of a problem next year in the midterms, when I think they can just run against the Democrats. I think that becomes a bigger problem in 2024.
Okay. I was going to say, because how and when does this messaging get resolved for those who are saying we are the Republican Party of former President Trump, or we are not? We're distancing ourselves from, say, the events of January 6th and the election results.
Right. Now, see, that's a debate that I think Republicans are a bit more willing to have in their presidential race than they are within the ranks of their congressional leadership.
Okay.
I think the view is that the congressional leadership is supposed to be trying to move the ball on whatever legislative initiatives that they can, which isn't very much given that the Democrats control the House. And then failing that, being able to contrast themselves with what the Democrats are doing.
Nice, Jim. Jim Antle, politics editor at the Washington Examiner.